We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler, The Bart Winkler Show, May 3rd. Heavy on the Evan Heffelfinger today. Former 1250 man. We caught up a little bit during the draft night. He's going to be here. He used to do the midday show primarily, and he is going to be doing a little buy or sell in honor of tribute. And I surprise him with it. So that'll be exciting to get into in a little bit. Plus, I'm going to introduce you to Dan Shaney. I've talked about Dan Shaney, Dan Shaney Insurance, DanShaney.com. Dan Shaney brings you the video streaming. Well, let's talk to him. Let's get to know him a little bit. That coming up later in the show, and some voicemails here to start things off. The big news is that Jordan Love is going to remain a Packer. They trade Aaron Rodgers, and then all of a sudden we're like, oh, that fifth-year option we keep talking about, are they going to do that? And then Brian Gutekunst goes, well, it's a lot of money for a guy who hasn't played. Oh, well, you maybe should have thought of that earlier. There started to be some concern if they were going to offer this guy that fifth year, which is crazy. This is a guy you drafted in the first round. You traded up to get. You traded Rodgers. And then to not offer him a fifth year would have been wild. Now, what was going to happen is they were going to essentially – he was under contract this year for cheap, 1.3 or something. And then they would guarantee the fifth year, which based on the averages and the math turns out to be about $20 million. So they give him $1 million this year, $20 million next year. What they did instead was they signed him through next year with a different reworked contract. So they gave him a one-year extension with $13.5 million guaranteed. It can be worth up to $22.5 million. It spreads the cap out a little bit and puts more money in Jordan Love's pocket now. So I think it was, you know, you're seeing a lot of, oh, good deal for both sides. You know, because if Jordan Love goes out there and sucks, Packers are going to be in some trouble. But if he goes out there and he's good, then the Packers still have another year they can rework some sort of a longer deal. What they don't want to have happen is decline it, like if Jordan Love's amazing or if there's no other option. I think Daniel Jones is a good quarterback, not an elite quarterback, but a good quarterback. But the Giants, what they realized was they did not pick up the fifth year on Daniel Jones because they thought, oh, you know, we're not sure about him. Then he had a good year, and then they're like, oh, now we have to sign him. And then they were stuck signing him to a $50 million, $40 million deal per year. Well, the Packers may give Jordan Love that money at some point, but it wouldn't be until later. I'm glad that this isn't like a thing, because for a while it seemed like they moved on from Rodgers and then they have Jordan Love, and then Goody's saying this stuff, and it's, you know, good fodder for a day, but everything's settled in and everything should be just fine. So no harm, no foul on that one. I do mention at some point with Evan, we taped it earlier in the week, and I said, oh yeah, they'll pick up his fifth year option. It's already picked up, you know, trying to talk in the future. And then I was starting to get a little concerned that that wasn't going to happen for some dumb reason, but it did. So that is all well and good. Got some Carl's Place voicemails, 402-915-BART. Carl of Carl's Place says hello. He and his whole crew have about, they're standing by. They're standing by on the phone. They're standing by on the internet, ready for that golf simulator. If you did buy a golf simulator, or if you've golfed, like, what a great year for it. It's just been shit outside. And then also, like, it's a great way to, you know, get some practice in. You know, maybe it's later at night. Maybe it's the weekend. Maybe you can't. It's It's really good. So they'll customize it for you. There's different things you can shop. The website that I would send you to is carlofet.com/Bart. That'll take you to where you need to go. Also, you can check out the link at bartwinklershow.com. Got a couple of voicemails. This one from a number I'm not quite familiar with.
Go Heat, bitch.
You know what? I should probably delete that one right now, and I just did. All right, here's Teacher Tom to talk a little Packers.
Hi, this is Teacher Tom calling Monday evening, and I am excited for the upcoming Packers football season. It might be bad. Like, I'm not excited because I'm expecting a Super Bowl run. Could be 5-12. It could be 12-5. Who knows? I'm excited for the offense. What's going to happen with all the young guys? Like Pete Doherty wrote in the newspaper today, you know, there will probably be a lot of mistakes in these games because of dumb mistakes between Love, the receivers, and tight end. But on the other hand, yeah, kind of the unknown. What's going to happen? Also, excited about the defense to see do they finally live up to the billing. Can they be the top five defense we expected a year ago? Probably not. But maybe they'll put it all together this year with all those first-round draft picks. And also kind of going back to what Buzz said in January, and I'll take it a step further, I would be excited to see Bisaccia get the promotion to become head coach, to see LaFleur become the offensive coordinator, and then the extra step of then Stenovich goes back to being the O-line coach. And I would be excited to see that happen too, although obviously it won't, but I think that would be the perfect scenario in Green Bay, along with firing the defensive coordinator and bringing in someone better. So have a good day. Bye.
See you, Tom. I don't remember saying that. I'm not saying I didn't. I just don't remember. It was probably after a Packer game. It was probably after the Lions game. I probably didn't remember it. I'm excited because this is like I think you got to take the approach, and you know they could still be good, and I don't think winning the NFC North is out of the question. But we're going to watch a team grow. You know, this should be like how we viewed when Fielder and Weeks and Hardy and Hart came up, or when Giannis and Jabari were going to be the future. And then, you know, it shifted a little bit. Remember when we signed Greg Monroe? Twice. So I'm just excited to see these guys get familiar with each other, the progress made along the way. And I'm someone who's always barking, we need titles, we need championships. But I'm excited, man. I think this is going to be a fun and healthy year for the Green Bay Packers. Will they win the Super Bowl? I don't think so. But I think we can have a little fun along the way knowing what might be to come. All right, got one from Eric, and then we'll get into Big Nasty Hef. Here's Eric.
Bart, first time, long time. Eric, I'm up in Rice Lake now, but I used to live in the Kenosha area. Newer to the podcast, I kind of checked out once 12:50, unfortunately. Canned all you guys. But really happy you're doing your thing. love the community. You bring all the guys on. Toby, you know, Paul and Maggie even bring on the biggest Aaron Rodgers dick sucker of all time, Mr. Ryan Horvath.
Hey, way.
Horvath, you know, he's good at what he does, but he has no objectivity regarding Rodgers. But I'm sure he'll love driving the 2.5 hours to see him this year. A couple things. One, I got to tell you, to this day, probably twice a month, I will listen to Tim Shea's Scrub-A-Dub. And if any of you guys don't know that, just Google Tim Shea's Scrub-A-Dub 1250. It's around the 20-21 minute mark, and you will not be disappointed. I don't know if you played that for them, but his rendition and your... reaction is just great. I love it. Keep it up. One other thing, I also I love keep up the digs at Thrill Michaels. I gotta admit, with my job, I'm in and out of my car. I do listen to him. He does have one of the local stations up here. I prefer you, of course, but I do listen to him during the day. I usually listen to you and some other podcasts at night. But the former commercial that you referred to lately, the new mail one, that I agree was like 7 or 8 months old. He's talking about swimsuit weather. It's the middle of winter. But trying to get rid of that spare tire around you, huh? it was great. So keep it up. Love the community. I like all you other Bucks fans. We were all hoping May would be filled with Bucks, nothing but Bucks. But yeah, it's not going to happen. But anyways, keep it up. And yeah, man, keep doing what you're doing. All right, take care.
I wake up to go to scrub a dub. I want to join the scrub a dub scrub club. Wash your car every day if you want. It's one low price starting at $13 per month. Scrub a dub club. I want to go to Scrub-a-Dub to join the Scrub-a-Dub Scrub Club. Hard to say, easy to use. Sign up at Scrub-a-Dub. Dup is I want to join the Scrub-a-Dub Scrub Club. Hard to say, easy to use. Wash your car every day if you want. One low price starting at $13 a month.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
TIAA is on a mission. Why? Because 54% of Black Americans don't have enough savings to retire. So in collaboration with big name artists like Wyclef Jean, TIAA released Paper Right, new music inspiring a new financial future. With 100% of streaming sales going to a nonprofit that teaches students how to invest. Stream Paper Right now and help close the gap.
Today on the program, I will be joined by Evan Heffelfinger, who was on with us initially a few times and then flat out disappeared for months at a time. And he is back. The other night he was back. You were back during the draft. You joined me. Thanks. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. That was, I mean, I don't know how much draft talk there was that night, but no. It was fun.
Are we like, before I get into what I'm going to get into with you, are the draft, do you like the draft? Good draft, bad draft?
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit. I like that they got a ton of different weapons and a lot of variety for Jordan Love. I'm surprised that they didn't draft any offensive line, especially considering the aging Bakhtiari and the overall inefficientness of, if that's a word, of the offensive line last year. But I'm excited. I think Goody did well.
I think there's going to be a slew of – I think the Packers are going to be like – I think they're going to get a lot of these XFL and USFL guys.
I'm all for that.
I think there's going to be like a second mini – draft where all of a sudden these leagues are going to end and you're going to see all these random dudes sign with random teams. Because that's, I mean, that's this, because there's two spring leagues and they're going out at the same time and it's got to serve some purpose. So I'm maybe I'm hoping that like whatever the Packers didn't do, they can do this summer.
Well, as one of the six fans that have watched either of them, I'm all for it. It's not great football, but they're at least still playing competitive games, which could help them, I would assume, make a team.
Well, my DC Defenders are in the XFL championship game on the 13th, so I'm very excited about that. And then I did watch a little bit of the USFL this weekend. What a treat it was. I got to see Pittsburgh versus Philadelphia from Ford Field, where there were 19 people.
Pittsburgh's my team, so it feels great to have the home fans really show out for that game.
They got to play. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. They got to play them in their homes. I mean, I get it from like a financial standpoint, and really it's just TV inventory. But do what Fox did the COVID year. Like, have fake fans in the stands or some shit.
Yeah, something. Pump in the crowd noise.
Evan was a part of our midday show on the station for a long time and did some work with me, but was typically being bitch boy with the FTPs and making sure our affiliates, because you know we were the flagship station, and I always make fun of you because when they would order lunch, they would never even look you in the eye to ask.
Yeah,
very and I thought to honor your midday experience.
Okay.
I thought we would do a segment with you here today. I thought we'd do a little buy or sell.
Let's go.
Buy or sell.
Oh, yes. Get the NFL Films music up. Let's go.
Well, I'm not going to do any music because I don't know what I'm licensed to use. But, yes, we're doing buy or sell. I was thinking this show needs a buy or sell. And then I was thinking, oh, wait, we already do But that's Paul's
thing. That's its own thing. That's totally not copying.
Its own thing. Yeah. And then I was thinking, like, what could I do with you? Trying to play off your name, you know, Heffel Finger, thumbs up, thumbs down. Then I thought, like, because they didn't buy you lunch, should we do lunch or crunch? And then I was thinking, like, there was a couple others that I had. And then I thought, fuck it. Buy or sell is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing buy or sell.
Yeah, it's not copywritten.
No, it's buy or sell. All right, buy or sell. Evan Heffelfinger. Question number one. The Bucks winning one title with Giannis would be more inexcusable than the Packers winning only one with Aaron Rodgers. Buy or sell?
Oh, that's tough.
And I'm asking you because the conversation needs to be had. But I don't want to have it. And so you can at least start.
Oh, wow. I get to be the one.
Buy or sell?
I think my initial reaction is to sell. I think the NBA, even though we've seen that parity doesn't really exist, now we're starting to see a little bit more parity after the 2010s where it was two teams that were running it. It's hard to win in the NBA. Like right now, I just saw something from ESPN that this year, for the first time ever, every single seed is represented in the second round.
Yeah.
So you really do need to have a ton of good luck. And we haven't had that besides 2021 when Giannis decided to say, yeah, my knee bent backwards, but I can still drop 50 on the Suns. But the Packers, I mean, think about all the players that they had on that team, all the chances that they had. The Bucks haven't had that many chances. They've gotten embarrassed in a couple of early rounds. The Packers were on the doorstep of winning it all multiple times and just couldn't do it. I don't know how much we can blame Aaron because we know that he's a little bit egotistical. He was pulling some strings behind the scenes, but to me, I think it has to be Rodgers not winning more because he dominated the league for so long and had so many great players that it's inexcusable to not do better with him.
So where I look at it, and I've said this, is that Rodgers gets more of a free pass or less of a free pass than Favre, because Favre came in when we sucked for so long. Even though Favre went to another Super Bowl and lost, no one's ever saying that Favre should have won another. We lump him in with Rodgers. I think because of like the heartbreak of the way they lost, but now the Bucks are kind of stacking up some of that heartbreak too. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Raptors, and if you look, and there's parallels to McCarthy being Coach Bud. If you look at the Raptors, if you look at the Celtics series when they lost Middleton, the COVID year where they lost to the Heat, which I thought was a fluke, but apparently not, because they beat us the exact same way 3 years later. Mm-hmm. And you could argue then that Giannis has he's a bigger part of the team, because basketball, there's less players. Even though Rodgers is the quarterback, I think that if the Bucks only get one with Giannis, I'll personally be more fine with it than I am with the Packers only getting one. But that's just me personally. I know that there's some that I've talked to that disagree with that, that thinks Giannis needs to be held more accountable, that he should be under the same amount of scrutiny as Rodgers. One thing I don't like is these comments that he made about failure.
Really?
They failed.
Yeah.
I get what he's saying.
And especially him, like the way that his back was hurting him so bad. Like, you can tell that's the reason that he missed so many free throws and jump shots in that last game. It's because he could hardly walk. Back injuries are not fun. I would know, as yeah. Rami used to make fun of me for breaking my back in high school. Wow.
Glad the Kings lost, by the way. Not because the Warriors won, but because of Rami.
I'll make sure to tell him that. But
fuck, I'll text him right now. Piece of shit.
There is some bad luck in play, but you do kind of have to look at it as a failure, because at the very least, a team that's the number one seed should be getting to the second round.
They failed. Like, I feel like you're watching a movie and maybe the plot twist happened too soon, or like this, it just wasn't the right time to say these like comments. You say them after the finals loss. You say them after you don't get to the finals in the Eastern Conference Finals and it's a hard fought series. You don't say it after you lose to an 8th seed, which, by the way, they were really the 7th seed, but this dumb playing tournament.
Yeah.
So I just didn't like when it was. And now, like, every athlete and coach in the world is like, yeah, what he said. You know, every loser on LinkedIn that wakes up, has a cup of coffee, and then writes this paragraph about how the look in their child's eyes, you got to remember that when you're grinding your TPS reports.
Yeah, and when they're making their employees work 17 hours a day for 8 hours of pay.
Yeah. Or when they're making them come in and intern and not even buy them a fucking sandwich.
And then get hired and work for $9 an hour for a job that requires a college degree. Not better. Not better.
Yeah, but didn't one of your guys negotiate $10 an hour?
He was supposed to, and I don't think he ever got it.
They didn't give it to him?
I think they did, like, right as he was about to leave.
Because that was a big deal.
Yeah, that was a whole thing.
Yeah, producers at the Fan made $9 an hour.
Fun fact. With our college degrees.
That's, you guys should have went on strike.
I've thought about it, but I mean, who they would have just canned us and got four dudes from Marquette to come and fill in for us.
Well, I could have went with you.
We would have appreciated it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
$9 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I made more lifeguarding 20 years ago.
Yeah, I made more in almost all of the jobs I've worked that were...
You could sign up for DoorDash right now and be paid hourly, and if you don't get a delivery for a full hour, they still give you $11.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not a joke. I looked at it.
I was working almost full time at the station, then was doing part time at Home Depot, only like 20 hours a week, was making way more at Home Depot in that 20 hours a week than almost full time at the station.
Yeah. Producers are not valued.
No, not at all. But they're just, you know, they're kind of like secondary members of the society. They don't have any impact at all on the show.
That's why I never like saying behind the glass or other side of the glass.
It is slightly demeaning, a little bit.
And I never like when people say, that's my producer. Yeah. Like, because it gives a sense of ownership.
They're kind
you
of
been, you might have been in the act of producing for my show, but you were not my producer.
Right. Yeah. It's all slightly demeaning. But
like when I was a reporter photog, oh, this is my photog. This is my photographer. But I'm not yours. I'm assigned to you today.
No, you say this is our.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking nerds.
It's okay. I was told many times to just pay my dues and it would all work out.
Well, here you are on the Bart Winkler podcast.
And I couldn't be happier.
Getting no dollars an hour.
That's true. But you know what? I would do anything for you, Mr. Bart.
Well, thank you. Will you stand by as we're woefully late for a break? I wanted to remind you about my good, good buddy, Dan Shaney. Dan Shaney Insurance. That's right. All the video streaming is brought to you by my good buddy, Dan Shaney Insurance. Off the top of my head, Dan is a local independent insurance agent that specializes in finding the best prices for your auto. I'm reading it off the bottom. Auto, no, home, and business home. Insurance. Dan's a good guy. I got to play Dan. I talked to Dan.
Okay.
I talked to Dan and recorded with Dan.
Nice.
I'll play some Dan.
Okay.
I'll play some Dan in a little bit. We'll hear from Dan. But danshaney.com. And we'll be back with Evan. And then Dan later. But right now, Evan. Evan Heffelfinger.
Me.
Buy or sell?
Mm-hmm.
Question number two. The Bucks' current big three. Brooks a free agent, so we'll go big three instead of big four. The Bucks' current big three will never win a title together again.
Sell. I think it is – you want more from Jrue Holiday, although it's impossible because he had to do so much defensively that putting up offense, I mean, it's almost impossible. And the fact that he was still able to contribute in some way, like he hit more, he's so good down the clutch hitting big threes despite struggling the entire game. He's very crucial because you need that defensive anchor who can also still put up 20 points. Chris Middleton, people need to stop hating on him. They need to stop. He's so good. We should have won game five. Or we would have won game five if we just went with him down the stretch. The dude was cooking the entire game, and they just didn't give him the ball in the last 5 minutes and in overtime until the game was pretty much already over. He is so much better than people think, or than at least the common person thinks. I think he's the perfect complement to Giannis. I think he's the perfect complement to Jrue as well. And then Giannis, as long as he stays healthy, he's going to put you in contention by himself. He's one of those guys who can do that.
If you're going to sell this, you basically think that they're going to win a title next season.
And I think they have as good a shot as anybody. With
so
that.
I'm almost thinking that it's time to pivot.
It's getting close. And I think the first one to go is probably going to be Jrue. Although
Jrue's got Middleton – well, Brooks a free agent. Middleton's probably going to lock into his player option.
Mm-hmm.
And this is his last year of this deal. And then Holiday is on the last year and then a player option. So it's 2 years.
Right.
But Holiday, I don't like that he's already talking about retiring after this contract.
It wouldn't surprise me, especially.
He said it. He's 32. Like, he doesn't need to play till he's 40, but I don't know. I think I got infected by, like, I kind of just want to see Damian Lillard just finally fucking get here already.
I don't think that accomplishes anything, though.
I know. The problem with Giannis and this team right now is that, and maybe you can still do it with Chris and Drew and Brooke, but then instead of getting like this guy, there's no youth on this team.
I know.
They are deep. Yes, they are deep, but they just get run over by these shitty 23-year-old wings.
Right.
Every time.
Which is why AJ Green needs to be a rotation piece next year on a full contract. I think he showed he's a phenomenal spot-up shooter. His defense is shockingly adequate. And he's young, so he can run around, burn some calories. Marjan needs to play more. You're not going to develop him by sitting him on the bench. And there's nothing that he's going to do in the G League that can truly help him become a rotational player. Because it's like going back to college and playing a game. You're like, yeah, he's going to put up 24-6 because he's playing talent that he is better than. He's not going to learn much from an easy game like that. So I need to see him in the rotation. Honestly, I think you might need to start him. You need him to play with that unit, play some defense, develop him into a 3-and-D. Because
what is the point of the regular season if you're like, you had 82 right. games to like get him playoff ready where he could come in and play 15 minutes.
We just ignored him. We won the championship as a 3 seed. We've seen that seeding really does not matter. It depends about matchups. That's the whole thing. He had some down stretches, but there were some games where he looked like a bona fide NBA rotational player this year. He's your only first round pick in God knows how long. You need to do everything you can to develop him, and that includes getting him on the court.
I like Joe Ingles, and I like AJ Crowder. I thought would play more, and I guess so did he. And
you got to get younger.
We tried Mirotić, we tried Teletovic, we tried Wes Matthews. We bring George Hill back and trade him, like
Kyle Korver.
Yeah, Paul Gasol. We should have been so old and got Kevin Love's ass. We would have won that series. Isn't that ridiculous? We go get Goran Dragic, who actively hates most of the team.
Right. And the city and the team. Yeah. I'm a huge Kevin Love fan. I thought he would have been – I don't know how much he would have played just because Brooke and Bobby need their playing time. But there's no doubt that he would have stepped up.
They would have won because he helped them enough.
Right. He would have stepped up with Giannis getting hurt. He made some huge shots. It seems like he couldn't fucking miss from 3 points. So I don't know. I don't know what their next step is. But I think with this big three – they have at least one more chance.
Buy or sell. If the Heat beat the Knicks and the Celtics beat the Sixers, buy or sell, Evan, you will root for the Heat to beat the Celtics.
Oh, God. Can I root for an asteroid instead?
You know, I do. Whenever I see that there's an asteroid coming, I do kind of cross my fingers and just hope the world fucking goes down.
Can I root harder for the Western Conference?
You know what I saw was somebody tweeted out an AI. They said, write Death Cab for Cutie talking about this Bucks season. And AI did it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's something that I was maybe going to like, that was an idea in my head once to write a Death Cab style song. And like, I don't think people understand that this is the beginning of the end. In fact, we've already crossed the beginning of the end. AI is going to take away jobs. Mark Cuban wants Eric Name fired for AI. Robots, I mean, even the fact that you can go to McDonald's and type in your order, like, that should be a person working.
Has nobody seen a science fiction movie ever?
No.
Watch Ex Machina and tell me if we need to continue with these robots and AI.
I am, every dollar that I get, I am saving, not for a rainy day, not for a vacation. I am saving it for my son, because he will grow up in a world where robots are overlords. And I'm just hoping he has enough money to escape to fucking Mars or some shit.
Well, yeah, you might need to start saving. What kind of currency do robots and AI want?
Human blood!
Bitcoin?
Human brains. They're sentient. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this?
I don't know. I it's like I've said, have we seen a science fiction movie? Any of them?
Oh, I just fucking hate robots so much.
There's a restaurant in
I mean, if I were single, I would totally bone one, but
well. There's a brunch spot in the Mayfair Collection that has your like a robot bring your food to you.
Yeah.
Like a waiter or a waitress with them, walking with them to make sure that the food gets to you, but they have it going on a robot. And I was mad the entire time, and my friends were making fun of me for it because they were like, oh, yeah, he's having a little thing with a robot. But I was serious. What are
and
we doing?
You know what? That robot, I bet, remembers, and then is Age of Ultroning to all the other robots.
Yeah. Do you think that robot wants to be a server?
No.
Be essentially like a servant? No, they don't want to do that.
No, they don't want to work. Right. They don't want to put up FTP for $9 an hour.
No. No, of course not. So, yeah, one day the robots are going to take over and we're fucked. That's it. Wait,
so you're rooting for the Heat or what?
I'm rooting for the Western Conference.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a somewhat big, not somewhat big. I'm kind of a Nuggets fan.
So. Well, you like Jokic, and I hate that motherfucker's guts.
And I understand. I don't want to say I've lost love for him, but my initial love for him has lost some of its luster, kind of like, you know, a 30-year marriage or something.
No, it gets stronger.
No. So
he's going on 10 years.
I would, you know. That's the movies show that true love exists. So I want the Western Conference to win. I think it'd be hilarious if the Warriors win again. I don't know if they will, but I think just because everybody will get so mad if it's the Warriors again.
I won't. I was so pumped on Sunday when they beat the Kings. Fuck that stupid beam.
I thought that was pretty hilarious, though. But I guess – it's choosing the lesser of two evils. I think I would probably root for the Celtics just because I hate the Heat so much, but I hate the Celtics too.
As of right now, if they played, I would definitely root for the Sixers over the Heat. There's no question about that.
But I hate James Harden.
I don't hate him as much as I hate Chris Paul or Jokic. And I don't even know that I hate him. I really try to like Embiid until he's always like ice skating out there and falling down all the time. I think that – so I have always hated the Heat. And then I think the Celtics the last few years, I thought I couldn't hate anybody more. Mm-hmm. But they were just – I think they were a placeholder for me. I think I hate the Heat more at the end of the day. I hate Duncan Robinson more or Grant Williams? I think I hate Duncan more.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Marcus Smart? I don't think there's anybody that I hate more than Marcus Smart.
Yeah, God. I don't know. Just Miami just thinks like, okay, I need to bring this up at some point. And I don't know why this is the case. I have odds for where guys would play next for the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, so there's already Giannis next team, if not Milwaukee Bucks. So whenever. I don't know why you would bet on this. You might have to wait 2 years. You might have to wait 100. But the Heat are the favorite.
No way.
Heat 3-1, Warriors 3-1, Clippers 4-1, Raptors 5-1, Celtics 6-1, Knicks 7-1. He's not playing for any of these teams.
No. It's knowing Giannis, it would be someone like the Trailblazers.
Yeah.
Something like that. He's not going to take the easy route. Like he said after he won the championship, I could go and build a super team somewhere, but I don't want to do that. I want to go the hard route.
Middleton's odds, 3-1 Wizards, 4-1 Bulls, 4-1 Lakers, 5-1 Blazers, 6-1 Celtics, 7-1 Heat. I mean, they're really just throwing numbers out there. Yeah. None of this makes sense.
I can't picture him in another uniform.
Middleton?
Yeah.
I could picture him in a Detroit uniform pretty easily.
Wow. Fair. Yeah. I think I don't want to think of him in another uniform. To me, him and Giannis should be Bucks lifers.
Yeah, I think if they won the title, I think you just pay those guys until they retire. But I don't know, man. I think they need to pivot. I do.
I know that if they don't bring Brooke back, they're toast. Toast.
Yeah. But could they find, like, I think Drew is great. And I was so excited when they traded for him. Everybody wanted Chris Paul at the time. And I said, what you think you're getting in Chris Paul, you're getting in Drew. And he won us he helped us win the title. But I did not trust him in that last series at all.
Yeah. The problem is you can't upgrade because you don't have any assets. So you have to downgrade or maybe go for someone younger. But who?
God, they suck. All right. So Heat or Celtics?
Celtics.
I think I'm going to root for the Celtics if that's what they get to. All right. Buy or sell? How about a Packers one?
Okay.
In Jordan Love's Packers career, he will end up playing for another head coach other than Matt LaFleur. Buy or sell?
Ooh. That's tough because Goody said that he's not convinced they're going to pick up the fifth-year option.
Well, so, when this is released, they'll already have.
His career, who knows?
Kevin and I actually talked. We talked. This is being recorded the day after Valentine's Day. Actually, like earlier in the week, but still. Who knows what will happen by the time. I'll probably have to cut half the shit out because they'll have fired Coach Bud for a fucking robot. Although, would not have that not have been better?
I feel bad for Bud. I really do.
Well, I do too.
I appreciate him wanting to coach and get away from the distraction of his brother, but he was out of it. You could tell. And it makes a lot of his decision-making, it makes that much, it just makes more sense.
I don't actually want to get into it for fear of saying something bad.
Yeah, it's an impossible situation. Feel bad for him. An AI probably could draw up some better out-of-timeout plays. But,
or call a timeout.
Well, yeah. I think I'm going to say bye, that he will have.
Aaron Rodgers was with Mike McCarthy. 2008 is when he took over. And then McCarthy got fired in what, 18?
Something like that, yeah.
So we're saying that Jordan Love, if they go down the same path, it's just basically the question is who's going to last longer in a Packer on the sideline. I think that Jordan Love is going to be good. I'm more excited to watch the Packers than I ever have been in a long time.
In recent memory, absolutely.
And I think maybe what we're going to find out, like, who are we going to find out more about this year, Matt LaFleur or Jordan Love?
Well, I'm not convinced that Matt LaFleur is a good coach.
I'm not either.
So, I mean, another year of either making the playoffs with a great record and losing, or just a terrible year where it's obvious that his coaching isn't up to par. And Jordan Love looks good, but can't do much because of the coaching. I think, I don't want to say Matt LaFleur is on the hot seat, but it's starting to warm up. It's like when you first turn on your butt warmer in your car in winter. It's starting to get there, but it's not crazy hot yet. So I think I'm going to buy that. I'm going to buy that Jordan Love will have another head coach.
Yeah, I think he's going to be here a long time.
I hope so. Can't wait to see him on the Jets in 2038.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is weird.
It's, I hate how almost poetic it is.
All right. Next one. I will get to a couple Brewers ones for you. I'll get to those here in a minute. I want to remind you about happyplacehemp.com. Happyplacehemp.com, 25% off. I am talking to you. And by the time that I hope, or when this publishes, I hope I will not have had a drink of alcohol in those couple of days. I'm okay. Trying to do a sober May.
Interesting. Okay. Nice.
It's bad. Like everything. I can't walk. I can't. I'm gaining weight, but it's only in my gut. I have the same skinny, bony arms that I had when I was 18. So that, I mean, sober from alcohol. This is where the gummies will come in handy for your boy at happyplacehemp.com. Cause come on, I'm not just going to go to bed without, you know, feeling something.
Yeah.
I mean, the asteroid could strike us down any day. Got to feel alive.
Yeah. Just look at the world. Look at the world outside right now and tell me if anyone should be sober.
No, but I don't need to keep ingesting the sugar and the alcohol, which is gutting me up. Just pop one little gummy and I'm good to go.
Mm-hmm.
The Delta 8s, the Delta 9s, the ones that help me sleep are great. I actually take a couple of those, knock me right out. And the best part is, and I say this because it doesn't like if I drink myself to sleep, well, I ain't up till the next day. But I take these gummies and I do get up. I do get up.
And how much better do you feel?
I feel much better.
Infinitely.
Oh, yeah. HappyPlaceHemp.com. 25% off is the promo code every single time you order. 25% off HappyPlaceHemp.com. Brewers question for you. More of an NL question for you.
Okay.
The Pirates are roughly 20 and 10. The Cardinals are roughly 10 and 20. I'm not going to pull up the standings and look. You are more afraid of the Cardinals long term than the Pirates, buy or sell.
I mean, the Pirates have been bad for so long that they've gotten some great draft picks. Although their team right now, I don't want to say
it's Andrew McCutchen.
Yeah, that could be it. They locked up Brian Reynolds for a long time, although I'm not convinced he's going to be a superstar for a long time. O'Neill Cruz is obviously fun, even if he's hurt for the rest of the year. But I don't know if I necessarily buy them long term. The Cardinals, yeah, they have some aging guys like Paul Goldschmidt's on the you know, last half of his career. Although who knows how long he'll play. He continues to hit like he's 25 years old. Nolan Arenado is going to continue to be good for a few years. But they have such an unbelievable amount of like 24-year-olds who are so good at baseball. You look at Nolan Gorman and Dylan Carlson, O'Neill. That team is, at least offensively, they're going to be good for a very long time. They haven't been able to develop pitching, which has been their downfall the past few years. But, I mean, leave it to the Cardinals. I'm sure they'll find a way to cheat and find a way to get pitchers good again.
The Cardinals being this bad this early actually scares me more than if they were the team that was 20 and 10.
Because you know they're going to go on like a 20-5 run or something.
Yeah, something real dumb.
And we're going to end up being six of those games like in the middle of that stretch. And it's going to end up turning the Brewers season because it's just – it's the script for every single season. I'm more worried about the Cardinals just because they have more money. their development they've shown recently is that they're really good. I'm more worried about them long term. Pittsburgh's owner sucks. He won't commit money to anything, so I'm not worried about them.
Evan Heffelfinger, buy or sell. I got two more for you. The streaming is brought to you by Dan Shaney. I did talk with Dan Shaney just to introduce him. He's a guy that's listened for a long time. So okay. I didn't just like go knocking on doors and say, sponsor my podcast, please. Dan's like, hey, I've been listening for a long time. I you're kind of doing your own thing. I'm kind of doing my own thing. Maybe we can work together. Here's a little bit of my conversation. Get to know Dan Shaney and then more with Evan Heffelfinger coming up. I've been talking a little bit about Dan Shaney Insurance, danshaney.com. So let's talk to Dan Shaney. Dan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Bart, the one and only Dan Shaney here. I know a very popular sponsor on your show now. So
yeah,
I've had a couple of clients call and say, hey, I heard you on the Winkler podcast. I'm like, hey, long time listener, first time sponsor. So
I like that. Well, I like, and this is what I'm liking the most is that people that are helping the show grow and people that are, you know, a part of it are people that have listened for a long time. And so nothing's like, you know, I don't have to like, describe to you the shtick or anything. And you're, you know, you're a listener and we're just listeners helping listeners. So I thank you for coming aboard.
Yeah, no, thanks. Glad to be part of it and glad to be part of your podcast.
So as a, we'll talk about the insurance in a second, obviously, but as a sports fan, because I fluctuate a little bit. I always say that I grew up like Packers were number one. Bucks really get up there for me. Packers is harder. Packers, I always say, is like they're not a team. They're way of life. Like I'm a fan of the Bucks. I'm a fan of the Brewers, reluctantly at times. And with the Packers, it's like, you know, a religion with all due respect to religions. But where are your main interests? Where are you like, where are you ranking your teams?
I grew up as a Niners fan, even though I'm from Kenosha, born and raised, and now I live up in the Sussex area. But started as a Niner fan just because of Jerry Rice, you know, played football and thought I was just as good as him when I was playing, you know, Nerf football in the front yard. So started out with that. And then as you get older in life, you kind of lose touch. You know, we didn't have, the NFL broadcasts all over. So you kind of lose touch with some of the teams. So I started to just kind of gravitate more to the Packers, honestly, after Favre left. So I don't know why. Wow. I guess maybe Rodgers being the California dude, kind of, I don't know. But so I kind of started to grow more to liking them years ago. And now I'm kind of a diehard Packer fan, as you can say it. And I've been to a couple games now with my son and his friends, and it's a good time. So I'm now officially a Packer fan for quite a while now.
Well, that's okay. I started as a baseball Cubs fan, so
and now I started as a Bulls fan. So you know, you make your way around, and then it's just you. I think when you're younger, you like winning teams, you know, and then as you get older, you realize that you know. Local is better, and you know you kind of start to you know grow a relationship with these teams and these players that they don't know who I am, but you know who they are, so to a degree.
Did you like any of the teams here when before you were a grown-up man?
Dude, it's White Sox for a while, you know. Is we didn't win up here. I mean,
well, and if you're on the border, you get to like
You get the Illinois people. So, like, a lot of my aunts and uncles are, you know, Bears fans. I could never like the Bears, though. That was gross. You just kind of you get a little mixture of, you know, Illinois and Wisconsin. And then as you kind of get older, you didn't really – it was really weird. I just kind of made an educated choice to start liking the Bucks. And really quick story, like, I guess my sister used to be one of the energy dancers for the Bucks, so she always got free tickets. So I'd actually go to quite a few of the Bucks games. I think that's kind of what started it, honestly, with the Andrew Bogut and all the other guys that that were there.
Yeah. Well, now you just got to make sure your kids like these teams.
Yeah. Quick, funny story about that. So I took him to the first Bucks game. Just him and I was the Nets game with it was game 3, the first game the Bucks won in that series. And the crowd starts yelling, fuck KD, fuck KD. And my son's like 6, 7 years old at the 7 years old at the time. And he goes, what are they saying? I said, they don't like KD. They don't like KD. Don't listen. Because everyone's just yelling it. So that was kind of a funny moment, I guess you could say, when they were cheering that. But that was, I mean, being in a playoff atmosphere like that was awesome. We went to the Raptors game years ago with some buddies, and I think we drank more, but that was exciting too.
Well, yeah, Dan, very much a listener to the podcast. I wasn't going to swear, but you're dropping F-bombs over there.
Well, you know, it's insurance. You know, typically that's just what we do with insurance, is just drop F-bombs. So.
Oh, okay. I always think of you guys as like buttoned up robots that have to process numbers. There's real people in this business.
Yeah, usually I'm golfing every day. That's typically the other thing too. Golfing, and I'm not out there golfing right now either.
So you kind of broke free on your own maybe 10 years ago. And I know there's been people that have, you know, inquired and talked to you, but tell us a little bit about what you do and what you can do for some of the people listening.
Yeah, so kind of like yourself, I had the rug pulled out underneath me as of no cause of my own. And, you know, I kind of knew the insurance market and industry after that, after a couple of years working with a different company. I knew kind of going independent is the future of insurance, but also the way to go to, you know, be most competitive. You know, we contracted multiple companies, you know, allows me to, hey, someone calls me for a quote, I can go through all my companies to try to find the best rates. You know, some of my companies have kind of unique coverages that other companies don't have. So it allows me to, you know, someone calls up about a bad situation they had, and I say, oh, that could have been covered if you had this on there. You know, it's just kind of a good talking point, and honestly, less headaches sometimes when people are going through claims, and I have coverages I can add that other companies might not have access to, you know, really offer ultimate protection, but obviously, you know, good prices. And then, you know, too, when you're going through like claims and things like that, I'm very detailed. I kind of check with my clients every week, because I know the other time, you know, pay for insurance if you have a claim, and if you go through a claim, you don't want it to be, you know, a bad experience. So I try to check in with them and making sure that the claim's good. And if the claim has some questions or something going on, I kind of work with the adjuster and the client and kind of get them to meet up and make sure that everything continues to move forward and honestly benefits the client. I don't really work for a company. I like independent. I work for myself. So all the companies I'm contracted with, I don't work for them. I kind of just partner. They work for me type to a degree.
I'd throw out, but I don't have it memorized. So I'm just going to say danshaney.com.
Yeah, under construction. So I got a meeting with SunAnt tomorrow to get a new website design. So I made that website myself when I had like no clients and no money. So I'm on there myself trying to create my own website. So after all these years, I think now that I started talking with you, I was like, man, I got to really kind of update this. It's a little archaic. So it's like Atari, you know, when someone had a basic Atari and now there's, you know, all the other Xbox Ones and things like that. So I think I'm on a basic Atari version. So I'm looking to have a good meal with them to get that updated. So new site under construction, we'll say.
I think when we first talked, I said it was GeoCities.
Ah, that could be it too. So
you said it looked like a GeoCities website. Okay. Yeah. You're going with the guys at SunAnt. So look at that. Look at everybody's just helping everybody here on the show. I have it now. 414-732-2542.
I will have a dummy story for you too. I did
your
not
dummy get, story.
Well, I did not go to the place you like to go to,
which happy you place
can, they can have a place hemp. I went down the street from my office here. It was kind of a weird thing. And the guys, I was like, oh, what's the best you guys? Like, oh, here's some Delta nines. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, what do these do? I said, oh, you'll feel good. Yeah. That it pretty much knocked me on my ass for my office Christmas party. I couldn't move well after that. So I think next time I got to go to a more reputable store like Happy Place Hemp and get the right stuff. I learned my lesson that way.
And you don't get a promo code at this place by your house. You get the promo code Bart for 25% off.
Oh, I could have saved so much on that. And free shipping, I think, right?
Yes. I don't have favorites. I don't have favorites, but Dan is a sponsor. I have him on to talk about him, and he's promoting the other shops. What a guy.
That we only have one kid. Every one of your kids will ask you, who's your favorite child? And I say, you don't have your favorite child. You have your favorite moments.
Oh.
So you don't have your favorite sponsor. You have your favorite moments with your sponsor.
Yes, and this is one of those moments.
There we go.
DanShaney.com. The website's still good, but getting a new one. So if you're like, God, I like this guy, but his website looks – he's getting a new one.
Yes.
So don't judge – and don't judge a man by its website. Unless it's a good one like mine. And yours will be good too. Dan, thanks for coming on board. Go Bucks, go Packers, go Brewers. Fuck KD.
Let's go.
More with Evan Heffelfinger. I don't know why I said your name like that.
I like that.
It was on like 1.5 speed. So if you're listening on 1.5 speed, who knows what it sounded like. Two more for you. Another Brewer one. Buy or sell. Brewers have had success. We would consider this the golden age of Brewers baseball, right?
You have to, yeah.
I mean, how close they were in 18, playoffs in 19, 20, 21. They got close, but did not make a World Series. Craig Counsell, the manager, is this his last year? He is, from what I understand, they've offered long-term talks. He's putting it off. He maybe wants to take a break or not manage for a while. Mm-hmm. So my buy or sell question is, in the next 10 years, the Brewers have a better chance of making a World Series than they did in the previous 10 years. Now, an idiot would answer, well, they didn't make one then, and so they could make one now, so yes, I had to buy. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, will in the next 10 years, they have enough, are they going to have juicier bites of the apple is what I am asking.
I'll buy that. I think we've seen that our minors development has gotten much better in the last decade. We're starting to see a group of hitters reach the majors for the first time since pretty much since the like Hardy, Braun, Corey Hart, Ricky Weeks era. So we've been waiting for this for a long time. The pitching, they continue to revive careers, although I'm still waiting for that for a couple of the guys. They're
Wade Miley is doing his bonkers.
Yeah, he's fun. I love him. I saw a tweet that said, no pitcher looks more drunk on the field than Wade Miley. And it's kind of true. I think they'll sign – hopefully, I think they'll sign Woody to a long-term deal. I think they can get him at a pretty good discount now, especially with his arm issues.
So the injury helps him keep him like when Steph got hurt for the Warriors.
Kind of, because he's already a little bit older. He'll reach free agency when he's a little bit older. So I like the idea of making him a Brewer lifer. Corbin's gone. I think they can get a pretty good haul for him. Depending on when they trade him, which I'm sure will be when we're in first place in the division.
I don't want them to trade him.
I get that. I think they have to before they lose him for nothing.
No, you don't lose him for nothing, Evan.
Oh?
You're getting 2 years of him. That's not nothing.
But then what happens when he leaves after that 2 years?
Then he leaves. But if you're talking about trading him, you're trading him for another year and a half of him. Like,
I would probably trade him in the offseason. I don't think you trade him this year. I don't think you do two.
But if he's – so Mitchell's hurt for the year, and these guys are all banged up. If you get them – you're going to get them when you have Burns. I just say go for it.
And I'm not mad at that at all. I mean, we saw that with Prince.
And then you'll get Churio at some point.
Right. We saw that with Prince Fielder. That was the move, and it almost worked out. Of course, the fucking Cardinals got in the way again in 2011, but that team was good enough to win a championship. I'm a fan of going for it, and I think that this team has as good a chance as any Brewers team in history. I think Yelich, he still is going to get better than he is right now. He's going to be probably a league average hitter, but he's going to be a good leadoff hitter. You have something great in Willie and Rowdy. You have some really fun young dudes that are just going to get better. Like Joey Weimer's not going to hit 230 for his career. He's going to get better. Garrett Mitchell's going to come back.
Sorry. Jesus.
What happened?
audio played on my computer. Did you not hear it?
No.
Oh, well, I don't know if it picked up. Probably picked it up, yeah.
But I'm going to buy that the Brewers have a better chance this decade than they did last.
Oh, the other one I was going to do was cheese curd or turd. Instead of by itself.
Okay.
Curd or turd. But I didn't want to do turd. Yeah, I guess, 18 was their year.
Yeah. Which, of course, you look at the pitching, and that was the one thing that's missing. And then, like, the year after, it becomes elite.
I'm going to go to an email for this last one, if I can. Okay.
Sure, go for it.
At the Carl's Place email inbox, carlofet.com/Bart is where you can check out their golf simulators. You can also leave a voicemail, 402-915-2278. That's 402-915-BART. And check them out at the Bart Winkler website, bartwinklershow.com. I actually did an article there. I did an article. I did my top 15 mock draft.
I read it.
I got, I think, 2 picks right. I was just really happy I had Stroud right.
Mm-hmm.
I was really happy I had Stroud right because that was such a no-brainer. And I went to Pato. I only put like $7 on it. I should have put my fucking house on it. Of course they were taking Stroud. All right. This one's from Mark. He says, "Hey, guys, love the show. Is what I would say if I could listen. I'm an older man. I do not understand how podcasts work. I get it's relatively easy, but I am just at my point where I want to learn no new information. I have a radio that I listen to in my car, and I have a radio that I listen to in my garage. I can pick up every station in Milwaukee. So without it being a podcast, this guy says, buy or sell the best local option for sports radio in Milwaukee to get as many sports covered as possible with guest and occasional insight from the host is in fact the Bill Michaels Show on the Big 920 from 10 to 2 weekdays. Now the answer is Grant Bills, but he is not on a Milwaukee dial. He is in Wausau. He is in Eau Claire. He is in Madison. He is in La Crosse. And as of this time, he is not on a Milwaukee dial.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the folks at 920 could help him out and get him on the airwaves here. But hopefully, you can stream him with the WKTY app where he's originated out of. But just from Milwaukee terrestrial radio, the best show to listen to is the Bill Michaels Show, buy or sell.
I love that my first thought is, damn it, I'm going to get in trouble for this.
Well, I'll sell you mine. Mine's buy. If I were to tell one person, if they were to say, I need a show that isn't like a bunch of guys talking over each other. I just want someone to talk sports, to cover my sports teams. They don't even have to be good at it, but they have guests on. They at least like pay attention to other things that are going on. It's not all Packers all the time. I would tell them Bill's Show.
I guess
you got one station who ain't even trying to talk sports.
Yeah.
And then you got another station who's bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is funny because they have all the money in the world to throw at it because they're a national conglomerate. I guess I've never thought about it, but I think, wow, I got to give Bill credit then, I guess.
I think I do too.
It doesn't have to be good points or good. He doesn't have to be knowledgeable.
No.
But he talks sports.
He does.
Touche. Touche.
A real garbage can of a human.
Not many words. Not
do
many
not words. Like him. We'll probably never see him again.
The show
if
itself,
I do, we'll ignore each other.
The show itself is not great. The content is not great, but it's sports.
It is sports. And he seems to be having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And that would make me feel like I'm having a good time.
Yeah. And he has a lot of fans who send in emails to his inbox.
A lot of fans named Mark.
Mm-hmm. Which I appreciate that. That's my grandpa's name. That's my middle name. I like having Marks out there.
And just as COVID was ending, or was going to end, he and all his pals went to Sturgis and flared it back up again.
Mm-hmm.
Kept it going for another year.
Hey, let's make it two. Let's keep it going.
We were, we talked a lot about COVID.
Yeah.
It shut down all sports.
Yeah, what else were we supposed to do? Jeez, the fact that our station stayed alive through that and we had content every day to this day is shocking to me. That we were able
Well, that's debatable. I think we died of COVID, just long COVID.
We did, for sure. But the fact that for those 2-3 months where there was nothing, that we still had shows every day.
Yeah, but at least shut us down during COVID, though, you know?
Yeah. 12 hours of content a day when there was nothing going on. That's impressive.
If, buy or sell, if COVID started again,
mm-hmm.
the same way that it started 3 years ago, you would not take it seriously.
I'd take it seriously.
I wouldn't. I ain't ever doing that shit again. I mean, I'd wear a mask and shit, but...
Seriously.
Huh?
Depends on what you mean by seriously.
I asked a few guys at a birthday party I was at, and I go, do you think we would all react the same if it happened again? Because I go to the birthday party and talk about COVID, and they said, I don't know, maybe not. I go, like, one of you guys, we would need to be at this party, and I would need to go home, and one of you guys would need to drop dead by 3 o'clock for me to take it seriously.
I mean, I had it.
Take it seriously is the wrong word.
I feel like I mean, it took me months to get over it.
Oh, I had it and never felt better.
Really?
Yeah.
I definitely feel worse than before I had it. Mm-hmm. I feel like my lungs have never recovered.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Well, I mean, I'm also fat, so that doesn't help. Mm. But like,
P-H-A-T, fat, yeah.
Fair. I also have
stands are pretty hot and tempting.
So is my ass. I have family members who are immunocompromised too, so I don't know. I feel like I would take it seriously and that I'd, you know, kind of shelter at home. You're gonna make me be at home more than usual, fine, I guess I'll do that. Wear a mask out in public, that's fine. I don't know if that's serious enough. Get boosted. I'm double boosted.
I just got one.
I'm double. I'm good.
Buy or sell. It looks like we're out of time. Evan, thank you so much for your opportunity and your graciousness and your I miss you.
I miss you too. I'm sure I'll see you down at Nomad every now and then. My Wolves were looking to stave off relegation.
Ooh, where are they?
We're 14th on the table right now.
Oh, I think you're ahead of me.
We're like 6-7 points away from the relegation zone.
Oh, I'm 4 ahead. West Ham.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. Trying to explain to like people overseas, the 2023 Bruins, the 16 Warriors, the 07 Patriots, the 2001 Mariners, they all had the best records in league history. None of them won a title.
Mm-hmm.
Because of how we do the playoffs here, which I wouldn't change, but
right.
Also, there are parts of that, you know, there's parts of that. There's parts of these other sports that are cool and you'd like to see promotion relegation or some sort of more accountability. And then Adam Silver's like, let's have an in-season tournament for a money prize.
I can't wait for nobody to take that seriously and for it to fail spectacularly. That'll be fun.
I mean, like at Christmas, I wore 2 masks and then a shield. I wouldn't do that again.
No, but a mask? Absolutely.
I'd wear a mask.
How about the fall from grace for Adam Silver? Dude was number 1, and now he might be number 3.
Who's number 1?
I don't know.
Is Manfred one?
No.
But everyone loves baseball again.
I have to give him credit. He's done some good things. I think he still hates baseball.
Yeah, that's why he wanted to shorten the games. He hates being there.
That's why these new changes are here. It's not for the fans. Because
he's like, I go to a day game. I got a dinner date at 5 o'clock. I got to stay for this eighth inning. Jesus, but to hit traffic now.
Right. Yeah. I think he's probably two. Goodell might be number one right now, which is crazy.
No, because they're going to flex Thursday games, which is the dumbest decision of all time.
And they still continue to overlook concussions and domestic violence and all that fun stuff. So maybe it is Adam Silver, although he's like actively trying to hurt him and his legacy.
Yeah. He only does things like Draymond only got suspended because he was at the game. The Mavs only got fined because he was embarrassed. Like, he's a vindictive commissioner.
I could see that.
Yeah. Evan, and myself, two-time COVID survivors. Thank you so much for your time, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
Or I'll send you a $9 check in the mail.
Perfect. I'm going to spend that on Taco Bell, just like I did when I was a producer.
Bye, buddy.
Bye. Love you.